A woman bans husband from birth and baby shower after his disappointment over the gender. 1-855-FU-BILLY. If you've ever been disappointed with the gender.
I mean.
She's fuming with her husband. Obviously, they're feuding. She took to Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to describe his reaction, explain how she no longer wants him to go to the baby shower or attend the birth of the child. You know, for their second child, they initially were told they would be having another girl, which they were both happy about.
Right.
Well, it turns out the second child is going to be a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was upset. His reaction to us having a boy was nothing like his reaction to having a girl. Oh, wait a second. No. So he was more excited.
Yeah.
Jumping around, yelling. He immediately called all his friends and family. He kept hugging and swinging our daughter around, telling her she's going to have a brother. He had a much more excited reaction. Oh, wow. I thought he was upset that he was going to have a son. But no, he had a very cheerful reaction, like he had scored a touchdown.
And that pissed her off.
He basically had a touchdown celebration when he found out he was going to have a boy, as opposed to when, you know, she's like, hey, we're going to have another girl. He's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Just hope she's healthy.
She got real furious.
Because he was over the top excited.
Yeah.
I mean, is he a good dad to the girl? Because if he is, shut up. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, if he's, you know, not as good to the daughter, but if he's a great dad, who cares what his reaction was when she found out she was a girl?
All right.
This lady seems so uptight.
Is it not natural instincts for a man to want to have a son?
Probably. To have like an heir, to have somebody carry on the name. Your legacy, you know, because in our society, you know, girls grow up a lot of times and they marry boys and, you know what I mean? They go to start families and they become part of that boy's family. But with a guy, when you have a son, it's like he carries you on. That's how it always feels. That's just natural. So when a guy goes to have a son, his initial reaction is going to be excitement. Now, does it always turn out good? No. A lot of guys have sons that are crap. And it's just like the daughter's a way better child. You know what I mean? But your natural reaction, I'm sure, to having a son is pretty high. This lady, though, she was pissed. But it's like he was just excited, too, because now he has the, you know, the classic all-American family. He's got a girl. He's got a boy. Picket fence. Life is good. What the hell's wrong with that?
What's up, Nina?
Hey, I tell you right now, if I had a situation like that, I would totally ban him from my life.
Oh, my God.
You'd ban him from your life?
People are, give me a break.
Absolutely. I did not allow my husband to be in the delivery room. It was a private time for me and my baby. We needed time to bond. He could just wait in the lobby like everybody else.
Okay, so you just didn't want your man in the delivery room at all, just because you wanted your time with the baby.
I mean, the whole experience is for me. It's about me having a healthy baby. I don't want any distractions or anything like that. Men are so kooky sometimes. They faint and all this kind of crap. Nah, I'd rather just have it with me and my baby, and that's it.
Okay.
That's it. I think it's weird when the guy's in the room.
So you think it's kind of weird when the guy's in the room? Chris, were you in the room for the birth of your kids?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, did you feel that it was weird?
No, it wasn't weird at all. It was a bonding experience for parents and baby.
Okay.
It'd be weird to not be there, right?
Yeah.
If you're a dad and you're like, I mean, this isn't the 30s.
I mean, the second one, I kind of...
I want him there, just not in the actual room. Like, I think our grandparents had it right, where they would just wait in the lobby until the baby was born, then doctor come out and say, it's a boy or it's a girl or, you know, whatever it was, just announcing the baby's birth. But now it's all crowded. You got the mom, the aunt, sisters. Everybody want to be in there. Wait in the lobby.
Okay.
Wait
so
in the lobby.
And you wanted to have your private time with the baby.
Yes. Yes. It's about keeping me healthy and keeping the baby healthy.
Well, did the dude get to roll in there right after you gave birth? Did he get to run in there and get to hold his baby then?
Yes. Of course. Yes. All that. But the initial pushing out part, nah. Mm-mm. That's just for me and the baby. I want to, when they lay it on me, oh my God, it was so beautiful and everything like that. I don't want him, like, let me hold the baby. I want to be the first to hold the baby. I just don't want any issues. Men can be a distraction sometimes, especially with big events like that. So, and that's definitely a big event. So stay your ass in the lobby.
Okay. Austin?
Yes, sir. Yeah, all I got to say, guys, is this lady's an idiot.
Why is she an idiot?
I mean, I just don't understand why it's all about the woman on the day. I get it. She carries the baby for 9 months, all to it with the women. Like, I couldn't do it. But it's a parent experience, and, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. If you only have one, you only have one. You know, maybe they'll get the second one, but sometimes it's never the case. You only get to do it once and done, so.
Huh. Interesting. So, Nina, he said you're an idiot.
Yep.
Which isn't very nice.
Well, it's not. It's aggressive.
Yeah, whatever. And then when he faints, when he sees the goop and blood, then who's going to be the idiot? And, you know, I'm telling you,
nobody
got to
sit up at the top.
What?
I can sit up at the top. I don't have to be looking at it just to be there for the baby. You don't have to be sitting down where it's coming out.
Yeah, but what if it ends up not being your baby? What if she invites somebody else there and it's not even your baby? Then what?
Then you cross that bridge, but I ain't going to cross that bridge. I don't have the insecurities that you do.